we all know that online dating, all the apps. Oh, can I ask what app?
Use Bumble.
Oh, Bumble. Okay.
Wait, so isn't Bumble where you are the one who...
Yes. Woman has to reach out, yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
What did you call it the other day?
Honeybee? I'm 100.
Dear Shandy. All right. Our caller today is from Chicago, big city. Mm-hmm. Good dating scene, I imagine.
Especially now.
Especially now. Our caller is Caroline. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
It's awesome to be with you guys.
Could we get your age, please, and your story?
So I'm 33. My story, this is one, it's funny because the actual experience was right before COVID. So I sort of have some like throwback dating in real life references. And then it sort of ended actually like right on the day things fell apart. It's like all the things fell apart at the same time. So our story was like right before COVID ended, and I've had lovely few months to marinate over it and think about it. So
too much time to marinate.
Too much time to get introspective on this. So we met on an app, the only way I feel like me and my friends meet anyone these days, but we met on an app and hit it off so immediately. I just remember like across the room on our first date, like I could see him before he could see me because I was like walking down the stairs. There's just like a vibe across the room, which is so rare. It's tedious going on all these first dates, and there's never like that je ne sais quoi, Tavaro, yes. Something that I've heard you use frequently. But there's never that.
I love her.
There's never that like special energy that's just sort of electric and you kind of like want to touch their arm across the table. Yes. So it was nice to experience that even across the room. And then when I sat down, it just was like an immediate connection. I could feel it was really mutual. And it just ended up being an evening. It was actually the night before Valentine's Day. So part of the joke was like, it's February 13th and everybody else was couples. So we just had a banter, witty, fun, all of it. So it kind of escalated from like a drink to we're going to eat together to we're going to go to another bar. And the whole thing was just awesome. And
I love those dates.
I know they're the best.
My favorite. Where you're like, oh, I'm not really looking forward to this, and then suddenly you're like, wow.
Yeah, and you don't want it to end.
This person. Yeah.
Right, and it like restores your hope because sometimes I'm just like, okay, to muster the will to like get yourself ready and go out when you've had like 9 bad to mediocre ones in a row. So it was a lovely joyous surprise. So we hit it off immediately. And that sort of trajectory of like electricity definitely continued. It was like all of our first 3 or 4 dates were like, we'll do brunch, which turns into drinks, which turns into dinner, which just like, we just loved talking to each other. And it was really good juxtaposition of super fun and energetic, really silly, curious, intellectual connection. But also just, you know, talking about families, all that. It just felt fast, but I was okay with that because it was that sort of connection you don't get that often. So moved really, really fast for me. It continued on that trajectory for about 2 months. And then we were having a date night. He planned this whole themed date night. Everything's going great. And then I so quickly that I legitimately almost missed it, he slides in, and this other girl I've been on 3 dates with. And I was like so shocked. I mean, truly, the way he dropped it, like you could have missed it.
I have so many thoughts on this already.
Yes, and just it lingered. We were out and then we got back to his place and it just was like pulsating like in my brain. He just kept going as though the night was normal. But clearly like he said it for a reason, I guess, wanting me to notice. So then like later in the night as the evening's sort of wrapping up and it's looking like I'm going to stay over there as I normally would. I just had to bring it up. I was like, so about that other girl. And he just did like a sigh, like a, yeah. Like I knew this was going to come up. Like he wanted me to
like
be the one.
He was hoping you were just going to let that one slide.
Yeah, totally let it slide. Totally was.
That's why he brought it up like sort of just like as an aside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't pay attention to that.
Yeah, it was like just very cavalier, just like a tiny detail he dropped into the conversation. And he was like, yeah, we definitely should talk about that. And it was clear that he had been sort of feeling uncomfortable, but he revealed ultimately that they had just been on their third date and that he actually met her around the same time as he met me. But with me, you know, I picked out his couch. He had just moved. I had a toothbrush at his place. Like, I cooked dinner for him and his brother when he had surgery. Like, we just kind of like got on like a serious track inadvertently because it just felt right. But I think that, I'm speculating, but seemed like that was kind of a fresh, sexy, new, fun thing where he was still like learning about her. And I think we were still in that zone in some ways, but I think I was on a different track. But essentially, he'd been on three dates with her. And I have to call out and laugh. He said, our connection is further behind, even though we met at the same time.
That's and I a actually, reference.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Well, that's amazing, right?
Even just, to call that amazing is another Bachelor reference.
Totally.
He actually stopped himself and called it out because he had never watched it before. And I made him watch like the last two episodes of Peter with me. So we talked about Barb quite a lot.
That's very cruel of you to make him watch Peters of all seasons.
I know. Well, he wanted to hang out on a Monday. And I was like, you can try to find something else that would entice me to not watch Bachelor, but it would be really hard. So both of us actually, like in a moment of levity in a horrible situation, kind of like caught that. But he was like, our connection is further behind. But I'm so... He's like, and he said... you know, what I kind of said about myself, which is like, I never have good first dates ever. And so I had like two at the same time. And like with you, it just like took off. And with her, it was kind of a slow burn, but I'm in this place right now where he revealed he had slept with her. And that's, I think, why he had been feeling guilty. I was over at his house. He drops it casually into a conversation that makes me bring it up. But I think that was kind of the turning point where he knew he couldn't like have his cake and eat it too. And it wouldn't be appropriate to not bring it up. To add color, like we're literally, he brought this up at dinner and that also adds color. We were like out at a restaurant like before, like the same evening. So to add color, we were like in bed. I had to bring it up. He made it about physical. I feel like he tried to play the good guy in terms of I'm bringing this up, even though he barely brought it up. And secondly, I don't know if he would have re-brought it up that night if I hadn't brought it up when we were laying in bed. So that bothered me and I confronted him about it. But anyway, to round out the story, I got out of his bed at 1 a.m. and left because it all went south. And I also just didn't want to.
Wait, how did he respond? So he sighed when you brought it up in bed.
He sighed and then he told me all of that of like, it's really confusing for me. I didn't anticipate this happening. Early on, I kind of wanted to date her a couple more times to like play it out. And I figured it would fizzle out and I would know for sure about you. He's like, and that just didn't happen. And now we slept together and like, this is bad now.
Wait, but was it in a, like, I'm still interested in seeing her kind of like, what was the consensus that caused you to leave the apartment? I just want the specificity.
He said, he just was only willing to say like, I'm confused. And he wasn't willing at all to be like, I'm sorry. And or like, we will figure this out. You like are the person that I would prefer to pursue. Like none of that. It was just like, I'm confused.
It's like The Bachelor basically.
Yes.
Okay. So,
No, I want to know. So did you talk about it after? Like how,
yes, where, I get up, how did I leave.
I was going to ask.
This was on a Saturday night. And so he called me Sunday night. And we just had a long conversation, which was like an epic 10 out of 10 confusing conversation because he told me he went down a rabbit hole all day of thinking about me. And like, he actually was like, I found this old YouTube video of you. Like he just was going on. It was just like, I've been thinking about you and internet stalking you all day and thinking about all the qualities I like in you. And I just don't know what to do, but he never once, like we talked for probably 2 hours. He never once offered that it could be done with her. He was just basically like, I can't see how this would turn out well for you and how I could continue to pursue her and still pursue you. Again, like very much like wanting to have his cake and eat it too. And very much just not at all. There was not once in the conversation where he offered like, hey, I think that I would be willing to pursue or how can we make it work between you and I? It was very much like, I'm conflicted. Let me feel how, let me have you feel how conflicted I feel. And really believe. And then even during the conversation, he was like, I just want to stop and say, the way you're articulating yourself right now in this challenging conversation just really makes me like you even more.
I'm already like squirming so much because I have so many things I want to say about this. No, please. I don't want to interrupt your, like, I want you to finish the story. I'm just like, my skin is crawl. I know Andy. Yeah. Andy's doing a lot of.
I like to. He's awesome. Actually, in preparation for this conversation, I haven't done this at all because I'm not a wallower, but I went and read like all our old text messages and I was like, I forgot how awesome like our rapport and banter was. It like, I can see why this devastated me so much, even though it was like such a short little thing. Mm. But anyway, ultimately, he was very complimentary, very much like listing off qualities in me that would make a great partner and telling me that he just couldn't not pursue this other thing. And I was like, and also like, I wouldn't want like you to feel as though I ended this other thing for you. And like, there's resentment between us. And I'm like, sure. Anyway,
wait, he said that.
He said that. Yeah.
So he said, I wouldn't want you to feel like I ended this for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've
said that. Or like we were together by like default, which I actually said, I agree with you. I said, like, I don't want you to end it and like still be thinking you ended something you wanted to pursue for me. I do want you to do that, but I don't want you to do it for me. Like, do it for yourself because this is great. But essentially we were at a total impasse. Like, we couldn't obviously work through this because he was not offering. I was like, if I'm hearing you correctly, there's no you're not willing to not pursue this other woman. I am not willing to have you sleeping with both of us, playing your own version of The Bachelor out. So like, this is done, essentially. He's like, yeah. And I feel like, I don't know. It was clear that that was what he was coming into it as, a breakup conversation.
That perhaps he was intending to avoid, actually. By how, you know, in passing, he brought it up in the first place tells me that he kind of was hoping you would A, be okay with it, or B, not even notice.
But he knew me well enough. Like, there's no way he could have. It's a fantasy to entertain, I think, that I would have been okay with it. But I can't be certain of that. But essentially, he said, and he really left the door open. He was like, I think I'm going to regret this. In about a month,
you're getting an eye roll from Andy with the.
Such
I think
a heavy eye roll. I can't even. My eyes are hurting.
I know, and that's why, like, even telling it back to you guys, like, I am like, it was such bad action. I have very little respect for like the way the end played out. But I also, what I can't, I guess, is really hard to articulate is how strong the connection was and how much I did respect him as a man during the course. It just was incongruous with my experience dating him, like how this all kind of blew up. And also, I don't know if it's just a female thing. I can't fathom myself saying like, this seems like it might kind of potentially be cool. So this awesome thing I'm willing to say goodbye to. So that's, I guess that leads me to the beginning, right? I have so many questions, but I think Andy, in the male perspective, I think I marinate so much on like the logic of I am ending an awesome thing for like a potentially awesome thing. Number one. And then like number two, it's possible that he did better and wasn't able to articulate that in a courageous way, but I don't think that's what happened, but all things are possible.
Let's get some critical info. How old is this guy?
He's the same age as I am.
Okay. And can you give me the general industry in which he works, or is it too specific?
No, he works in tech.
Okay. And can you give me the general area of the country from where he's from?
He's from this area.
Okay. Have you ever broken up with a guy?
Yes, I broke up with my last boyfriend.
Well done. Have you ever been broken up with?
Yes, my first boyfriend broke my heart.
Aw. Sad.
Are you gonna? Do you have any more of these?
Yeah, I have more questions.
Okay. Oh,
but I just
you
one more.
Them I'll
just,
now, and then I'm gonna.
I'll just do one more, and then you can go. Was there any time? Okay. Actually, it's two. I have one more question before this one. Mm-hmm. Did you spend time on the weekends together?
Yes.
Did you spend time every weekend together?
I believe almost every. Both of us. One of the things that I guess could sort of compact to the timeline, I say 2 months, both of us during that were out of town for a week. Anyway.
And for those weekend dates, how far ahead of time did you plan those meetings? You're laughing.
I'm laughing. Yeah.
Wait, do you know where I'm going with this?
I have an idea, but it's interesting. I want to hear it.
He was definitely a planner. I don't know if you're picking up on this. I'm kind of like a free spirit in a lot of ways. I like to plan in some ways, but he was definitely a more A-type person in the relationship.
So tell me how it, like, okay, you're a month in. Walk me through the beginning stage and the date. So like, how does he plan and how does it happen? Just walk me through the timeline. It's very important.
Our first date,
I'm talking like you've already gone on a couple dates.
You're like,
you're on like date five or six now.
I believe, so it was typically like, when are you, both of us I think are wildly, again, pre-COVID. Now all of our schedules are all open, but we're really like a lot of work commitments, a lot of friend commitments, a lot of that type of stuff. So it was very much like, what does your next week look like? It was like, I'm free Wednesday or Sunday, that kind of thing. Typically we'd always leave it with like, when can we next hang out? And that's where the whole like, I can only hang out on Monday this week. Well, then you're going to have to watch Bachelor. It was a lot of that.
But it sounds like he was generally pretty proactive.
Yeah, so that sounds good. That's a check. There's an arc to every relationship. You were obviously on a very steep arc upwards.
Yes.
Did you feel that there was any point where you kind of hit an apex and were just coming down the hill a little bit for some reason?
I'm trying to think through how to talk through physical stuff appropriately.
You can talk.
You can talk about
it inappropriately if you'd like.
It's okay.
You have no idea who you're dealing with here.
Yeah. I know, but I'm also just like, could my mom ever find this podcast? Oh,
fair, you know, fair.
It's a proper lady, more like that. But also, I think it's important to note we had. I think the up arc was also driven by a lot of. The first like 3 or 4 times, it was just like I stayed at his place and it was just very like intense, hot makeouts. But both of us were like commenting on like how hot and fun it was for how little we were doing. If that's, I don't know how to put it in that way, but like,
no, I get it.
Sure.
He's one of the few guys I could just like make out with for 2 hours and roll around and it was just really, really fun. Mm-hmm. So we did, I feel like, sleep together late in the trajectory of like, it probably was like a little over a month in. And it wasn't that I was like, no, I don't want to. It just kind of happened that way. And so I wonder if some of that, and not to compare us, but I do know for the record that like he slept with that girl on the third date. And I'm not saying all this is driven by that, but I'm saying I was like, oh, you're having surgery. Like, let me bring over dinner before I was sleeping with him. And she was like, 3 normal length dates. That's the other thing. Our first like 7 dates just were like a Sunday that escalated or like a Tuesday night that should have ended at 10 PM that like both of us that were suffering through our next day at work. We were condensing, I feel like, what should have been 3 dates into 1 date.
Gotcha.
But I also feel like we waited longer to sleep together than I have in other things.
Okay.
And was the sleeping together, give the thumbs up or?
Yeah.
How was that?
The sex?
It got better. The first time we had like our normal, like I told you guys, just not, we did it. And then we went to bed and then we had morning sex, but it had to be super rushed because we both were like about to be late. So the first time was actually kind of bad.
That's not crazy.
It's not
as long
totally
as it gets
uncommon.
There.
But like pretty bad.
Oh, really?
Bad.
For like how amazing the physical chemistry. I think both of us were like, oh, that was surprising.
That's happened that before.
Yeah.
Well, that's something
kind of
that's
shocking.
Not something to overlook.
No, it is not something to overlook.
And that's neither person's fault. That just, you may just have amazing chemistry outside of the bed, which is a deal breaker.
I want to. Do you have any more questions?
No, I think I've got.
Can I
just about everything I need? But I just want to clarify. So you didn't really fully answer the question, but did you feel there was an inflection point at the top of that arc?
Oh, right. I was trying to amalgamate when things would have gone downhill. That night, something felt super off, and like scheduling that night, like I have strong suspicions that like he slept with this girl, had this awesome third date, like 3 days or like within the same week that like we had our like bad. I think our date was scheduled, to your point about like productivity and of like proactivity rather of scheduling. We knew we were doing this. I think it was a Saturday. I think for her, that again, I'm taking a lot of context clues here, but for her, I think they ended up scheduling it in between. He already knew he was going to see me, so he didn't want to break that date. Then he got around me and was acting weird. So I think when I go back and like look at our interactions, I think it was only within a week of it all falling apart that he really kind of got a little distant from me, kind of got a little less proactive, kind of like I was like, what's the plan for this date?
So okay, just so I can understand this, there are three variables that might have caused the downward. One is you had bad sex.
Yep.
Two is he may have slept with this other woman sort of in that space.
And maybe
I strongly believe he did. Like he said enough things.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like that's a like given for sure. He slept with her.
Yeah.
Oh, he told me he slept.
Yeah. I mean, just the time, the timing of it to me adds up that, you know, he scheduled a date with you, had sex with the other girl, but like didn't want to cancel the date with you. And so, yeah.
Okay. I got what I need. Go ahead.
You go. What you
need. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I love the like clue thing to like arrive at the conclusions.
Oh yeah,
it's all a puzzle.
A lot of Andy's.
But guys are pretty simple, so the puzzle is usually pretty easy.
For me, I want to know what the last. So if we're talking April, what the last 4 months? 4 months have looked like.
Nothing.
In terms of nothing. So you were like, I'm not cool with, you know, you having your cake and eating too. Like you pretty much. We're kind of forced to give him some sort of an ultimatum, it sounds.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and that's, thank you for bringing up that word. Because what bothers me, I think, the most about the entire situation is I want to fall in love in a fun way where there's time for it to develop. Like, I'm definitely not a, like, let me lock it down kind of a person. So I didn't want to be forced to give. I feel like I arrived in this space where I had to be like, her or me. And I don't want to be that person. I don't think I'm that person. So I hated. And again, this might be a narrative I've made up in my own mind, but I hate being like the threw down the ultimatum, like girlfriendy girl. And she was like the fun, like new thing. Cause I didn't want to be in that position. He put me in that position to have to throw down.
But he has not, made any effort, as far as you can tell, to communicate with you since then.
No.
Okay. is it absolute radio silence since the last time you had your last talk? Just nothing.
Radio silence, which is it's interesting because
and on your end too, like you didn't reach out at all, did you?
No.
Oh, bravo! Nice, bravo. You're getting a round of applause,
bravo.
Right?
Bravo!
Bravo! Of all of the boomerang people I've had who I didn't think I'd hear from again, like I heard from all of this. For the amount he was already regretting his decision while it was happening, or at least pretending to.
Oh, this guy.
I was so sure I would hear from him. I was actually like really sure. I was like, I don't know. I guess maybe I was devastated by this, but I was also like, he's going to come back.
You were about to ask a question, Andy.
There's just one last question. Do you know just any about his dating history? Do you know like the last 5 years, what it looks like for him?
Yeah, I believe he had been single for about a year. I do know, here's what I did determine, is he definitely had a more active like swiping habit than I mean, like I'm actively dating.
Oh, yeah.
But he kind of revealed to me, he was like, yeah, how it's like I met this girl at the same time. He's like, yeah, I will usually just like swipe for a day, set up 6 dates, like not really again.
He's like a professional level
bachelor again. Yeah. And this sounds awful, but on the apps, I feel like there's a lot of weeding you do of like trying to find someone with your most basic traits you're looking for in a partner. And like that amount is so small and it takes so much to find those people. And I think he checks some like really basic boxes. Just like knowing the dating scene in Chicago, it doesn't surprise me that he could just have a date every night of the week. And he didn't say it in a cocky way per se. Like I didn't get that he was an egotistical person, which actually, this is an interesting detail. He loved to wager information with me, like in a cute way. We'd like play Jenga and he's like, if I win, you have to tell me this. And we would sort of learn information about each other or do dares. But, one time he said to me, if I win, you have to tell me something you're self-conscious about. He's like, cause I find you intimidatingly confident. And this was like, he'd known me for a long time. So I was surprised by that. And I'm self-conscious about very many things. So it was kind of surprising, but I say that to say, when he was talking about the way he dated, I didn't take it as him trying to be like, I have so many girls after me. I took it more to be like, his methodology for dating is very different than mine. And his availability of like everyone wanting to go out with him all the time, like just feels different than my experience as a woman and my experience of my other 30 something single girlfriends.
My final question, and I think we're going to let her rip, is...
I actually have one more question, too, sadly. I forgot this one.
Ask your question.
Detail here. What, on nights that you didn't see each other, did you get like a good night kind of text from him or something? Or was that not a thing you guys did?
Not every single night, but definitely regularly.
Okay.
In fact, the cadence of our communication was so refreshing among, in fact, rereading his text messages to prepare for this. And thinking about guys I'm talking to right now, I was like, man, I see why I liked this guy. Like there was very regular text like that, good night text, but definitely not like every single night.
Okay, like 3 nights a week when you didn't see him? Like half the nights you didn't see him?
Probably half. I think that's a solid 50-50.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know if this is even a question. I guess we have the situation. I kind of want to know if you want us to just say what we think or if there's specific questions you want us to give our take on, or do you want us to just sort of go?
Maybe if you give your take and then
Okay, let's do that.
If I am left needing more information, I will ask a follow-up question.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, I want you to go first.
You want me to go first? Yeah. I think, first of all, this guy, I know you're the same age. I think he's too young and he's not really serious. He has a lot of options. And we all know that online dating, all the app. Oh, can I ask what app?
He was Bumble.
Oh, Bumble. Okay.
Wait, so isn't Bumble where you are the one who...
The woman has to reach out, yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
What did you call it the other day?
Honeybee? I'm 100.
Bumble's after our time.
Yeah.
Honeybee.
Not good.
So I feel like this guy is not yet at the point where... First of all, I think this guy is very good game. It's easy for him to have really good rapport with women, especially women who probably have a hard time having good rapport with men, like you. Like, I think you probably have a hard time finding a guy that, like, can keep up, who you feel like is savvy, but, like, sexy and intelligent and intellectual, but not doesn't take himself too seriously. Like, the magic mix that every woman with a brain wants, it sounds like he not only has, but knows that he has. I unfortunately think, I'm just going to be honest, I think 30, and I'm older than you, so I could say this, I think 33 in a city like Chicago, you want to date older, because I think a 33-year-old guy who is knee-deep in poon, like he really is.
That's the way I would have worded it.
Yeah, guy has too many options to the point where even if you were his soulmate, he would not even know what to do with it.
Totally. Is this guy good looking and has a good job? I'm assuming. I'm guessing he does.
How tall is he?
He is. I'm 5'1". I'm really short. So I think that might be his Achilles heel in his own mind. Is he was shorter. He's like 5'10". But like...
Oh, that's very acceptable.
That's short.
I'll date like... That is the nice thing, I feel like, compared to my friends being...
a lot of girls are heightist.
Yeah.
So he's a good looking 33-year-old guy
in Chicago.
Just bought his own beautiful place.
Okay. Number one, this guy is a player. That's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah. But that,
but not necessarily a malicious player.
Are you taking over? I'm not done. Okay.
Excuse me.
I mean, all I'm saying is I do agree he's a player, but I want to build on that I don't think that any of this wasn't real.
Like, absolutely. I was getting to that, but go ahead. No.
We think the same.
Exactly what I was going to say.
I think that you guys, what you had, what you shared was absolutely authentic.
Definitely.
I just think that he is not at the point in his life, he's not equipped to, even when he's faced with the perfect person for him, that he can shut down the apps, not wonder if the grass is greener, not wonder if his even more perfect soulmate is one swipe away, if that makes sense.
The general thing here is that I feel like the apps have destroyed men's brain chemistry in dating. Like, there's every single time there's something they like, there's always something better, or maybe there's something better behind that one, and there's always another swipe to be had. So men have turned into monsters, and women still have to chase. So the whole game is turned upside down. So what this guy did was basically, he really liked you. There's no question about it. And he was exploring the potential of a relationship with you. At the same time, he was dating this other girl. And I guarantee you, he was dating at least two other girls as well. 100%.
Like, he went on first dates.
Guaranteed.
At least,
okay. First dates. I'm not saying he was having sex with them. I have no idea. But he was definitely going on other dates, not just with that girl. So he had another shiny toy, but he was really liking you. And then he suddenly was like, oh, this shiny toy looks interesting. And then, and I don't know exactly what happened, but you had a less than desirable sexual experience.
Yes.
And that probably was just enough in this world of dating apps where he can just turn on a dime and go to the next shiny thing, that he was like, I don't know if this is worth the work. And he moved to the next best option, which may probably have already been passed over for the next best option. And may that option has already been passed over for the next best option in just this amount of time. So what I'm saying is, you guys had something real. There's no question. I agree with you on that. It sounds real. He was having a good time with you. He was trying to put you into his life. He met someone else who he liked too, and was probably, he's probably a sexual person, and he wanted to explore that sexually. Mm-hmm. He probably liked that sex. He didn't like, you guys didn't have a good experience, and that was enough to turn him back. And with all the options that they have nowadays, it was like, I'm not going to waste my time. And again, what Charlene's saying is right. He's 33. You should be dating guys who are way older than 33.
Not way.
No, I think at least 38.
Really? I think 37 and up.
30. All right.
Your big number, you've always said with men, 36.
Any man nowadays under 36 is a child, I think. And not necessarily in a terrible way, but in dating is a child.
I also feel like if the same age thing, this is going to sound really extreme. And of course, there are exceptions to everything we are saying. We're not speaking for the entire country when we say this. But I think that if you're both 33, that could work if you're both 27 or you're both 26.
Yeah.
But I think when you start getting to a time, a guy's 33, just bought his own condo. He's living in a big city. He's scheduling first dates like he has an iCal for it. This guy has not yet gotten... Yeah. What?
It's like a flow chart of dates.
Yeah, he's not at the point. I'm sorry. And I kind of want to build a bit on what you were saying, which is maybe it was the sex, maybe it wasn't. But regardless, and I'm not... Don't take offense to this, because I think if it wasn't this girl, it was going to be another girl, because I just think it's this guy's mindset and it's not you. I think simply this other girl was just something a little sparklier that he was it just sort of tipped it ever so slightly. And it could have been just because he knew you better and liked the excitement of something new.
And remember, it could also be, like, if you want to take a different perspective, that he is in a place right now where he wants to be a player. He wants to play. He wants to date a lot of women and experience.
And you've been there.
And I have been there. And I know at 33 was probably the most player-y I was. So I know what he's going through, but he wants to have fun. He wants to date a lot of people. And it's possible, and I have some personal experience with this, that if he met someone that he really found a connection with, like you, it may have scared him, be like, you know what, this is really good. And there's a couple little things that I'm not like, that might be deal breakers down the road. And I'm not even going to risk tying myself down right now because I have all these options at my fingertips and I'm really having fun. And you know what, I'd rather than hurt this girl, like, and may let this drag on for another 3 or 4 months. Maybe he did what he thought was the high road and just kind of create an ending to it rather than sort of, you know, lead you on, when he knew what his real objective was to either find a wife he was 100% sure he wanted to wife up, or just have a bunch of fun with a lot of girls. That's what I think probably happened.
I have another thing I want to add, but I'm going to put a timeout on us if in case you want to say anything.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm sure we'll arrive there, but I think the biggest thing is, like, how do you then be a woman looking for that short list of things we're all looking for? And maybe it's just literally dating older, but like, he was the best thing that came out of probably 100 dates. Like, I don't understand how he's like just having all this fun and like so interested in all these things, because it doesn't even entertain that I would want to ever see 99% of my dates ever again. And so it just feels like a,
well, this is one of the tragedies of being a woman. Sorry.
It's a bad time to be a woman.
It is. And I truly think this is one of the problems with being, like, because women tend to be a little more sapiosexual, and it is more of a deal breaker for you that you have that intellectual, cerebral connection. I don't think it matters as much to him, if I'm honest. That's one of the, I think one of the reasons why he dated you for 2 months is because he probably doesn't find that every day either. But the difference is he doesn't need it, at least not at this point in his life.
Right.
I also want to add that it really bothers me how he brought it up and how he responded when he put you in a position to be the one to, like, first of all, I have to get this out of the way. I do think nowadays the monogamy talk has to happen. Like, you cannot assume exclusivity is on the table.
I actually forgot to ask that. Yeah. That's very true.
Well, I assume you did not have the exclusivity talk.
No, because honestly, I wasn't ready to be exclusive. Like, or I didn't think I was. I wasn't not wanting to have it and not having it. I was sort of figure around the same time. I actually, when I went on that trip I referenced earlier, I saw like an old flame of mine who tried to kiss me. And I realized, like, at that moment, I was like, no, I don't want to do this. Cause I was also still figuring out, like, is this the thing? And so I was just starting to arrive there. But I guess I didn't anticipate that he was just out there having fun. In the moment he told me about her and told me he had slept with her, like, a lightning bolt shot through my brain of, like, I'm not okay with this. I guess I, without acknowledging it, really kind of assumed exclusivity, but I guess I didn't feel like I was afraid to have that talk with him, and that it had occurred to me and I had, like, shoved it off. We were probably, like, around that moment, I suppose.
But also, there's no shame in admitting too if you didn't feel comfortable, because I do think that is annoying. As a woman, you don't want to be you want the guy to be like, to sit you down and be like, look, I don't want to date anyone else. You don't want to, as the woman, be the one to ask for exclusivity.
I was so shocked. Like, now that we're talking about this now, all the signs are there. I didn't entertain that he was seeing, like, it just felt so good. And I was talking to him so much. Like, I didn't have room in my life for another person at the level we were. And I just probably needed to wise up. I just didn't
see
him.
That's how you know he's a player, by the way. Because you were getting enough from him that it felt like, obviously, you were exclusive. Because the amount of energy he was putting into it and the amount of energy you were putting into it was pretty time consuming.
You have to wonder, why would a guy say he had sex with another girl while he's with you? There's pretty much two scenarios. One is he's kind of a jerk and he wants to use it as an excuse for you to either break up with him and make it easy for him, or he wants to have his cake and eat it too. And you're like, okay, well, fine. You know, that's not great, but whatever. And then he can have sex with you and her. So The thing is you have to ask yourself, what was he trying to get to by telling you that, other than out of this relationship or into a very casual relationship? There's no winning that. If he was a good guy, he would have just broken up with you. He'd be like, listen, I don't feel this. I want to move on. He wouldn't have told you he had sex with another woman. I don't think that was necessary.
You think it was cowardly?
I think it was cowardly. It was a cowardly. And look, I'm not saying he's a super coward. This is a very common move by a lot of guys. But what was trying to do is one of two things in my mind. He was either trying to end it, because you don't say that. You don't tell a girl that you really like and you want to spend like the next few years with, oh, by the way, I've been dating this girl and I had sex with her. You don't say that. You either break up with her or you don't say that.
Yeah, you only say it in the context of, I'm being honest with you because like I want you to know it's not going to happen again, and it made me realize how much I wanted to be with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, listen, I have something really terrible to tell you. I did this terrible thing. I feel horrible about it. I want to be honest with you, but I want to be with you. You're like, I screwed up. I was drunk. Whatever. That's totally different. This is not what happened. He casually told you he had sex with another woman. And as I said, he was either trying to get to a point with you, which I don't think he was trying to do, but it's possible. He was trying to get to a point with you where he turned your relationship casual. So he liked you. He liked spending time with you. And he was kind of okay with you letting him have time with you and this other girl. But he also wanted to make it clear that if you weren't down with that, he wanted you to end it. And I don't like that. And that's what he was doing.
Oh, you think that's what? Okay, 100%. So I have a slightly different take. It's the same result, but I have a slightly different take. I think that the reason he told you he slept with someone else is the same reason that he, he kind of finagled his way out of the exclusivity thing. Like this, you know, a guy will date a girl for a year and let her believe, even though there was no conversation, allow her to believe just because he can then live on that loophole. Mm-hmm. You know, we never talked about it. What are you talking? I didn't know we were.
Yeah, and it would get more and more casual, and you notice it would be like more and more. Then it would just be like, hey, what's up at like 2 a.m. on a Saturday? That's how those end eventually.
Stop going off topic.
No, but that's how it eventually ends.
Yeah. So there's the loophole thing, and I think this was another loophole. He was covering his bases. He was seeing another girl. He was sleeping with her in case. You know, he was just covering his base. He was being probably what he considered to be ethical. Mm-mm. By telling you what was going on, when really he brought it up really like laissez-faire, was hoping that you wouldn't pounce on it. But no matter what, he did the right thing. He told you about her. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And it wasn't the right thing.
But I think the end result of what we're saying is pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
Caroline, I feel for you.
Yeah, it's a tough world out there. These guys, brutal.
It is, yeah. And I know it's an annoying answer for us to be like, oh, date older. But I think I do think that the result of that is twofold. It's not just that, you know, it's an older man who's a little older and wiser, but it's they get it out of their system. They still, like, I met Andy when he was 42, which in a city like...
What are you talking about? I'm 39 now. Sorry, she didn't mean that.
But I know, like, there are couples that where they meet at 33, and that's no. I don't want to make it sound like this is an umbrella statement, but this guy in particular, I mean, he has player written.
It's all a numbers game now. So all Charlene is saying is that you have a better shot going with an older guy.
Yes, that's he's saying it better.
You may meet a 25-year-old guy who's like your dream, and you spend the rest of your life together. But the odds are the guy you want to meet is between 36 and 40 something. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, sorry, wow, that was like really... Is that the only conclusion we have for her?
No, it's not the only conclusion. We gave her some insight into what probably happened with this guy.
But I feel it bothers me that like you're like, how is a woman to know, right?
Yeah, and I just feel like I can usually gauge that pretty effectively. I think you're right. I think I take player very often to mean like from the beginning always wants to keep it casual and keep you at an arm's length. But I guess it's like a greater art form.
Oh,
to like
this guy. Yeah. This guy's advanced. You're picking out sofas with him.
And again,
I'm not belittling what you had because I'm sure that there was sincerity in that. But I get the impression that he has done serious-ish things with other women pretty early on. And it's...
Oh, and I don't
okay
think
he's okay with a woman feeling like it's further along.
Absolutely. He was not doing it maliciously. There's a slight bit of selfishness mixed in with all of this, just by the nature of it. But he wasn't doing anything malicious. He wasn't leading you on. I truly believe this guy thought there was real potential with you. And then he didn't. And then he moved on, as I said, to the next shiny thing, which I stand by is now the old shiny thing, and there's a new shiny thing. So probably don't have to worry about her, is my guess.
Yeah, but I would imagine he's COVID. Not with that shiny thing anymore. And if he is, then I think it's probably a matter of time, but you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe she turned out to be a soulmate. Who knows?
And the silence really speaks volumes. Oh,
thank you for getting to that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He would have reached out to you by now if there was anything.
I cannot commend you enough for not texting him. Oh my God. I'm so like proud.
It's the best thing you did. The best thing. You always win. You can't lose by doing that.
His silence told you everything you needed to know.
100%. Closure.
It's interesting because, like, you're right. Like, I don't know if I've ever had anybody like be this radio silent and it not sort of like rear its ugly head a second time with something that of this nature. But I think that's what allowed me to stay silent is just like it was such a blow for this to be so to end the way it did and for then him to go silent. I feel like speaks volumes.
That should hopefully make you not miss any aspect of it. Because I know you look back on the text and you're like, I wasn't crazy. Like what we had was really special. But the silence trumps it all.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
What makes me sad, though, too, about all of this, and maybe dating older is part of the answer, but I am so, so single. And like, that is the best thing that I've had. And I think like to a degree I was being played and I'm sort of, and to your, not that it wasn't real, but like to a degree, I just.
You weren't totally played though. I really want to stress that.
I don't think you were played until the very end.
Yeah, I think that he really did feel something for you.
I agree.
Yes.
No, the toothbrush.
I don't think he went into it being like, oh, I'm going to play this girl for 2 months.
No, you don't get it. You don't leave your toothbrush there. You left your toothbrush or he left his toothbrush?
I left mine there and it was like a whole running joke. We always joked about the toothbrush because actually it was the first time I stayed over. I told you he had this new place, but he had all, oh my gosh, maybe this is a move, guys. Uh-oh. He was like, I have extra toothbrushes. He like pulled out like I got Costco back. Oh no.
That's a red flag. That's a big red flag.
I have to admit that is a red flag.
Andy's, did you ever have extra toothbrushes?
I mean, I don't want to talk about, I feel ashamed, but there was a time when I had several previously used toothbrushes in my toothbrush cup.
Did you have any other, sleepover accoutrements?
I don't recall. Let's not get into that now. That's for another time.
I want to stress something. This is something you said in your email and you actually haven't really mentioned here, but there was, one of your, I loved that you went into point form. A girl after my own heart. You went to point form and you were like, did we do this too fast? Like, did we rush into things? Did that affect the outcome? I want to stress that I don't think there's such a thing as going too fast unless, like, if both parties are on the same page, then there's no such thing.
I 100% agree.
Yes. So I don't think this outcome was ever going to be different. There was nothing. I know this is not helpful. It's not helpful to like file this away and apply it to your future dating. But I don't think there was anything you could have done with this particular man for a different outcome. And if anything, you should be happy that it happened after 2 months.
Yeah, you're lucky that it ended so fast. You could have been in a year-long relationship that fizzled out.
I know. The thing I wonder, though, is like, could I have determined that faster that like he's not serious? Because I just felt like he was giving me so many like signs that he was serious. Like, I guess if I'm not, and you're right, like I think 2 months is like is a fair degree of your life to give to someone and then walk away. Like, I'm unscathed in most ways. But I think about, could I in the first few dates have like sort of seen the writing on the wall, but I also don't want to be cynical when he whips out a toothbrush and assume he's whipping out a toothbrush. I just wonder if
the Costco value pack. I love that.
For me, the biggest red flag actually wasn't even the toothbrush. It's the language of the kind of like, oh, you're so confident. I find it intimidating. You're that sort of the fluffing. Do you agree with me on this? It sounds a little, you don't agree with me.
No, I don't disagree with you.
Oh, I thought of the other thing that bothered me. The other thing he said that to me is like, ooh, I'm probably going to regret doing this.
Yeah.
That to me is another line like, oh, tell me an insecurity because I find you intimidatingly confident. Like, oh, I'm probably going to regret doing it. It's just these lines like it's like actually when we first read your email, Andy was like, oh, it's like saying it's not you, it's me. You know,
it's in the same category.
Yeah. I'm trying to distill it down to like things that she could look out for, like for the future. Like these little lines that to me are ever so slightly
like disingenuous.
A little, in a way, kind of manipulative. Like I find the whole, I don't want you to feel like I ended this for us, and then that for you to harbor, for then me to harbor. It's like this weird kind of gaslighty thing where it's like it doesn't have to be that complicated. It just you either want to be with you or you don't. He either wants to be with you or he doesn't.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? I think the biggest thing when I think back on it, I think that actually the primary reason I've been able to muster the strength to not reach out to him again is I like it really. He never once offered or implied that he was willing to break it off with her.
I mean, thank God you picked up on that, because I actually think a lot of women might not have, based on how smooth this guy seems to be. And they might have, he might have sort of like tiptoed around it and ended up dating this guy casually for an extra month, honestly, based on how smooth he seems to be. But yeah, thank you for like, you focused on what mattered there, which was him not expressly saying that he was willing to break it off.
Yeah, he was acting like there was options. Like we're entering into this conversation. Ooh, let's figure it out. There's and I'm options. Like, what is there to you're not willing to break up with the other, break it off. Like I am not willing to be in my own version of The Bachelor. Like, so
well, I'm that's what he was. That's why I'm saying he was trying to feel you out to see if there was this option to just kind of like coast with you while he tested the waters.
And for what it's worth, it's possible that he really does want is something open. I don't know if you guys talked about this, but you know, I think non-monogamy works for a lot of people, but it just sounds like you guys were not at a place where you had discussed this and it was something.
No, and it's just so implied to me, like pick out my couch and like, he definitely very often like said, I want a relationship set. Like he definitely, whether it was genuine or not, I even think he might think he wants something serious.
Oh, I think he absolutely does. We have many male friends that think they want something and don't deep down.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they did find what they think they're looking for, they sabotage it in some way. I am sorry that happened to you. For what it's worth, I have girlfriends that are, it's a similar thing. I have my two main things. Three main things, just as a takeaway, because we're doing time. The first is, I think, keep an eye out for these sort of rote lines that men give. The sort of, oh, it's not you, it's me. Like, oh, you're so this, you're so that. Like, it's one thing to give you specific compliments, and it's another thing to give it in this way that's in a kind of like a truth or dare, or like, if I win, you tell me this. It's just a little, too complex. It's not a simple like I find you this. It to me it's a little gamey.
Yeah. The first 2 months should be just unbelievably easy and delightful. There should be nothing like
that. It does sound like it was pretty easy, but yeah. The second takeaway, and you can interrupt me at any point if you have other takeaways. But the second takeaway is definitely date older, just in terms of what Andy's saying, the you know, it's going to probably be more fruitful for you. In terms of men being ready. And the third thing is, and this is going to come out of left field, but if you are going to do the online dating thing, which I absolutely believe in, I think you should consider paid ones. And I say that because if a man is willing to fill out a 20-page form about what they're looking for and willing to pay even $5 a month, the odds of him being sincere are like 1,000%.
No, I totally agree. And coming from a guy who thinks that Bumble is called Honeybee, I 100% agree with that. Whatever that's worth.
Do you have any more?
I just think that just going back to the theory that men's brains have been corrupted by this online dating, it's reversed like 20 million years of evolution. It's a mess.
It's so true.
And I'm very glad that I don't have to deal with this. I'm very glad that you don't have to deal with this.
Give me a break. But when you did deal with it, you were enjoying it because you had to work half as hard for twice as much.
But now it is, it's become the options is a curse for men. It's a curse because it drives them insane because it's like a, it becomes like an OCD. It's too much. It's too easy. There's too much access. I don't think it's healthy at all for men. It's more fun maybe for men, but in the end you pay for that. But What I'm trying to get to here is that always make sure that the guy is chasing. Like that's the part of evolution that you have to stay firm on. You have to be pursued. You can never let yourself start pursuing, especially early on. And I know that sounds like a game, and I'm very against games. Severely against games.
Yeah, but it's true.
But to counteract the fact that men have now been given this unlimited candy store at their fingertips, they can have no game. They can have nothing, and they can still get a date every night of the week. It's not right. The playing field is completely uneven now. So what you have to do to, you know, even that playing field is you have to make sure that you're always being chased. If you are being chased, you at least have, you've sort of reversed it a little bit to make it a little more of a natural interaction. And I know that doesn't necessarily completely apply to this, but in the future, aside from definitely dating older men. I cannot emphasize that enough. But aside from that, you should be chased. You're very beautiful, intelligent, well-spoken, young woman. And a redhead. You're like a unicorn.
Yeah, but her face won't be shown. So come on. Don't dwell.
It's fine. I am fine being identified as a ginger.
That can easily be cut. Doesn't matter.
No.
My point is, I am
a ginger. It's fine.
My point is you should be chased and you should allow yourself to be chased and watch out for power dynamics where you no longer feel like that's happening, where you feel like you're kind of like, you know, like, yeah. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's actually pretty profound because I think I chase many other things in my life and I'm used to sort of being in the position to like go after what I want. And so I think tethering myself back to that is a useful thing to think about as I'm dating.
Awesome. Caroline, that was such a great, I mean, it wasn't great. It was at times painful, but it was a great conversation, even though it was not a great story. I'm sorry that happened to you. I don't think you're alone. I think many women will relate to this story. I can think of a couple of girlfriends who will.
A lot of women don't even get the good 2 months she got.
That's true.
I so enjoyed this, and I think it's very necessary because I am the same way. I have tons of girlfriends on the same playing field who can use this sort of conversation. So it was awesome to be on with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're a great guest.
Thanks. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Andy, do you have extra thoughts?
Okay, so I think that was a pretty clear-cut case. I don't think there was any, we had no questions about what happened there. And I don't think that, you know, we gave her advice that's sort of general, but it's also like, what do you tell her? She's a very eligible, many, many, many quality guys are going to want to take
that. I think she just kind of got unlucky and maybe needs to shift her search window slightly.
Yes. The one thing I do regret is not asking her what happened physically. I kind of wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't need to be afraid to ask that.
Well, I just felt, you know, I don't know. I the reason I didn't ask is because he seemed to suddenly turn lukewarm after the sex. So I had a feeling it might have been something about her. And I didn't want to, you know.
I see. I disagree. Because I feel like all I'm saying is that the mediocre sex has every bit as much to do with him, if not more.
I 100% agree. All I'm saying is that I felt a little uncomfortable. You know,
you got to get used to that.
Since I'm like, so it seemed like he really turned cold after he had sex. What happened to the sex?
Do you want me to go there with the sex in the future?
I think you should have asked that question. I feel creepy asking that question.
But this is where it's a diagnosis. It's not creepy.
I understand. But don't you think that it might have been helpful to know?
I agree. But these are the early stages of a relationship podcast. And we're still figuring out what we're comfortable with. What other people are comfortable telling us. But I do think it's important to, A, know what happens with the sex, because I think that's a huge part of this puzzle that we only have like a foggy idea of.
I'm guessing the guy couldn't get it up.
Really?
Yeah.
And you think he was embarrassed?
No, I think he just didn't. There was something wrong. Like he didn't. If he was being told by his penis that something was wrong.
Really?
That would be my guess, but I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. Early stages, it's not rare for a guy to not be able to. And from what I understand from my single girlfriends, is that is insane. It's almost so weird. It's like as men have more and more options, they're having a harder time getting it up in the early stages.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think if I asked that question, she would have been very forthcoming about, like, she would have been like, oh, I'll tell you exactly what it was.
I feel like she was like the most open, willing caller ever.
I didn't have that good a feel for it at the beginning. I would have had to bring that question back at the end and be like, oh, by the way, before you go, what the hell happened with that sex?
She was very open, and I think she would have happily discussed it. And if she wasn't comfortable, she could have just said so, and we could have cut it out.
So what do you think it was?
I just think it could just be like mechanics. Like when I think about bad early sex that I've had, it was more just the.
Were you having sex with robots?
Apparently, you know, you're just
the Tin Man.
It's just like the way you touch, the way you feel, like the rhythm, the maybe how things curve and unexpected directions.
I agree.
It's not necessarily as black and white as he couldn't get it up.
Oh, I 100% agree.
For some reason he didn't get it up for her or something like that.
To be honest, it's actually not that relevant. I just think people would have probably been curious. I kind of was curious, but you're right. If it was bad sex, it doesn't really matter why. There could be a million reasons. But
well, no, I don't say I'm right. I'm saying it does matter what it was. But yeah, I agree with you. The overall even if that picture is foggy, the outcome is the same. But I do wish we had a clearer picture just because I think that, to use her word, it would color the scene.
Well, in the future, that's your question to ask. So I don't seem like a creep.
I mean, this, I guess, you know, we're starting a podcast and we're learning this stuff as we go.
Okay.
And actually, I would be interested if people comment. I'm looking at the camera now. If people comment, let us know if that, you know, we should go in more graphic detail. I don't know. I never intended for this podcast to be a PG place.
Maybe we should have a poll. You should do one of those polls. Like, should we have asked what happened with the sex?
Maybe.
You get like 99% yes.
Yeah, who's going to say no to that? Like, I think that anything, to use again her word, anything that colors it more vividly and makes it more relatable, the more we have, the better we can diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I loved that call. I'm a big fan of
Caroline. She seems great. I know she's going to meet someone too.
Yeah. I'm not worried about Caroline.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
I'm like negative worried about that.
Negative worried.
It's just, I do think she needs to not expand her search, sort of just reroute it.
Yeah. Just go by the assisted living facility in her neighborhood, see what's going on, play some bingo, you know, mingle.
I love bingo. I don't care what anyone says.
Bingo's a great game.
Bingo is
I always think I'm going to win.
I know, me too. I always think so.
Every single time, I'm like, I got this.
I get a new card. I'm like, this one's mine.
Done. There could be 80,000 people in like a soccer stadium. I'm winning bingo. It's unbelievable.
Until you don't.
And I've never won it. I literally have never won a single game of bingo in my life.
I have.
That's amazing. You're better at bingo than
me. I won like 30 chocolate bars.
That's great.
I was like 14 and it was very exciting.
I mean, there's no game that involves less skill than bingo.
No, that's it. That's zero skill.
Zero. You just have to have eyes and a hand. One hand.
No, ears.
And ears, you're right.
No, actually, you're right, just eyes.
In most places, they have a screen
actually,
now.
Actually, you only need ears or eyes because they call it out and they show it.
Yeah, you pretty much can be like a mollusk and play bingo.
Okay, we went on a tangent.
Okay, that's a little bit of a tangent, but still relevant.
Yes, always relevant.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it.
For this episode of Dear Shandy. Thank you guys for tuning in and let us know. Do you want more sex? More sex questions? And should Andy feel more comfortable asking about sex?
Asked by Charlene, not me.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye. Wave to the camera. I love that I have to tell you to do that every time.
Every time.
Like you haven't learned by now.